For starters, let's take a look at that list that you've obtained that talks about some of the businesses who were actually able to obtain some relief money from the CARES Act.
That's right, Casey. The Las Cruces Sun News was able to request the list of all Doniana County businesses and nonprofits that received a portion of that $100 million in federal CARES Act relief that was handed out. There were about 8 businesses and 1 nonprofit organization in New Mexico or in Doniana County that received the full maximum allocation of $50,000. Some of those include Andale Restaurant, La Posta, St. Clair Winery. The Downtown Las Cruces Partnership received the full grant funding, and we do have the entire list of all 540 of these businesses on our website at www.lcsun-news.com.
Those that you talked to, I know you spoke with some folks who got it and some who didn't. For the folks who got it, did they feel like it was what they needed? And for those who didn't, what hope do they have of at least being included in this next round, perhaps from the state legislature, of help?
Well, I think that we should probably start with one we talked to who didn't. Ace Perez is the owner of Dick's Cafe on South Valley Drive. They've really been particularly hit hard by the pandemic. In February or March, they had 3 different locations, including one on at the Fringer Food Court and another in Alamogordo. They are now just down to their South Valley Drive location. And he said that last month he had to dip into his savings account for the very first time ever. He was hoping to qualify for $30,000 and got nothing instead. Those who did receive it, we talked to Mickey Balderas, who owns the Bean Cafe in Mesilla. They got about $10,000. He says the majority of that money will go toward covering payroll for his 5 employees. We also talked to Mike White at White's Music Box downtown. They got about $15,000, also trying to put that toward payroll for the most part.
And I imagine the same story goes for those businesses that received the maximum. What made them qualify for that full amount? Just the size of their staff?
I believe that by and large, the grant was administered by the New Mexico Finance Authority. They had very stringent criteria that they went by. A portion of the applicants or the awardees had to be rural, and some had to be urban. It came down to the number of employees that they had. There is a lot of criteria. It's all outlined in the story that we published over the weekend.
And obviously Santa Fe affected by the pandemic and the nature of this legislative session.
That's right. We were we had 2 reporters up in Santa Fe this past week, and they had the chance to talk to some of the iconic businesses around the roundhouse, like La Fonda, the hotel. We also talked to Tomasita's, the iconic restaurant that's popular with tourists and locals alike. And they really have seen the nature of this virtual legislative session really take an impact. You don't have lawmakers meeting with lobbyists. You don't have lawmakers coming in and staying for 30 or 60 days. It really is going to have an impact on the local economy. And, of course, that also trickles down because you lose out on lodgers' taxes and things like that kind of keep the city going year-round.
And all the cities around the state lose out on their opportunity to go and sing their own praises up in Santa Fe as well.
That's right. We won't have Las Cruces Days in Santa Fe in the way that we're used to. So that impacts lobbying efforts by local businesses. It really does. I hope this is not something that we're having to do again next year.
Well, some people say, Walt Rubel being one of them, that he feels that this could end up, because of those lack of all of the pageantry that goes along with it, the most productive legislative session, perhaps. We'll just have to wait and see. A double-edged sword, though, for sure.
Indeed we will.
Okay, Damian, thank you for the update. Have a great week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Casey.